acceso al agua fue clave para el asentamiento de los primeros habitantes. Y esto hizo posible pues abandonar la vida nómada y pasar a un estilo de vida sedentario. Y esto a la vez inspiró en el descubrimiento de la agricultura, que permitió el cultivo de alimentos para abastecer de manera sostenible a más asentamientos cada vez más numerosos.
Tourism in Campo Lugar. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Roman Fountain. In just a 15-minute walk, we've reached one of the landmarks in the municipality of Campo Lugar. The Roman Fountain is on everyone's lips, an inexhaustible spring even in the most difficult moments and the greatest droughts. It's located almost on the banks of the Arroyo Lebocilla stream, which comes from Zorrita, and just after joins the Alcoyarín River. It's an area overflowing with life. The forests of alders and ash trees essentially mark the courses of the rivers, and with their colors give way to the passing of the seasons. They are the habitat of important colonies of birds that make their home in this terrain mainly during the summer. Many amphibians also live next to the watercourses, as well as small mammals that drink or hunt in the area.
You'll have the opportunity to see small agriculture and livestock farms up close. Almost all of them of a family or domestic nature. Many times our fellow citizens will be fishing on their plots or enclosures, as they say here, and they'll almost always have a moment for us to talk to us about their things, their animals, or the trees they care for all year round. The importance of this running water dates back to ancient times, as they went to great lengths to ensure that water was collected during Roman times. They made a very solid construction based on large granite blocks, solidifying a large part of the area and constructing a large semicircular arch to provide permanent shade. The line of sight is beautiful, where you rarely have the opportunity to contemplate such a well-preserved monument of this type. The entire construction appears very solid, resisting the passage of time as if it weren't any of its concern. Recently, sanitation works were carried out on it as a whole, and the importance of the site was enhanced by a specific signage that leads you to this point, with information on the fundamental aspects of the fountain and the area. One of the most highly promoted hiking trails in the territory passes by the fountain, the route known as Llanos, Toros y Grullas. Through this experience, we'll be able to learn about the many differences that exist within an apparently flat and homogeneous terrain. In the town, there's a lot of reminiscing about the fountain, since it's been the spring from which practically the entire town is drunk historically. The residents of the place mainly talk about jugs full of water carried on the top of the head or on the hip, of daily comings and goings, laughter and gatherings around the fountain. Whoever had a donkey brought one, those who didn't carried it themselves. This place makes us reflect on the potential of the Earth. It's the tip of the iceberg of a world that today is quite inconceivable to us, where meters were covered for the common good, water by means of the fountains. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the support of the Campo Lugar Town Council.